Good afternoon, everybody. Closer? Good afternoon, everybody. There you go. Okay. Well, welcome to the 2024 All Youth Christmas program. And thanks for coming. It's actually a pretty decent showing considering the weather. I'm supposed to make an announcement for live streaming. Because we have a bunch of people under 18, if there's anybody opposed to the live streaming, like even one person, we will not live stream. So raise your hands if you're opposed to live streaming. Anybody? Are we good? Okay, so apparently we were live streaming. I didn't see anybody. Right on. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day and for the snow. We know we need moisture in spring for crops. And we thank you, Lord, for your great gift of salvation, which starts at pretty well the beginning of time, or beginning of man anyways, when we sinned, and we needed redemption, and we needed your plan. We just thank you for sending your son to take care of that for us. Now we just pray for the program, we pray for the reading of your word, and we pray that everything here will be done to your honor and glory. Pray that you would be with the performers, with the readers, with everyone that's got a part. Give them strength and courage, and we just ask for your blessing on this program. In Jesus' name, amen. Before opening, I have a couple of verses out of Scripture that seem almost like Easter-ish, and they are Easter-ish. That's because that's the other part of the story. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then Hebrews 9, 22 and 28. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. So we needed Christ to die for our sins. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And a little reading out of a devotional. As we look at the cross, we realize that this is the reason for Christ. This is the reason Christ came, not only as a sovereign, but as a savior. He wears a crown, but he also bears a cross. Without the cross, there would be no Christmas. Without Calvary, there would be no cause to celebrate the manger at Bethlehem. And the Christmas story means nothing unless we, as the wise men, are willing to search for him. Once we find him, we must come into him and worship him as he gave the greatest gift of all to us, the gift of eternal life. We must be willing to give our lives to live for him. That's it for opening. Take it away.
Every year, our calendars are marked on December 25th with the words Christmas Day. And so every year, when we flip the page to December, we're not surprised to see it there. But the truth is, even the first Christmas wasn't a complete surprise. Nearly all of the events that happened during the very first Christmas had been promised and foretold for many, many years before. We begin at the very beginning, the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve.
Prophecy, Genesis 3, verse 13 to 15. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go. And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Fulfillment. Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Jesus' family line was also not a surprise. We read over and over in the Old Testament that he would be a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Prophecy, Genesis 18, 17 to 18. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him."
Matthew 1:1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Prophecy, Genesis 17, verse 19. And God said, "Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Numbers 24, verse 17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Fulfillment. Matthew 1, verse 2. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren.
Jesus, the Savior of the world, you were
We also know without a doubt that Jesus would be from the family of David.
Prophecy, Isaiah 9, verse 6 to 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Even the place of his birth was foretold more than 600 years before it actually happened.
Prophecy, Micah 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Fulfillment, Luke 2, 1-7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all of the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nineveh, Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Yeah, I guess it's our turn now to do a congregational song, and what a joy and privilege it is to sing these old Christmas hymns. And just one other thought I had today, the beautiful white snow, and I was just thinking about when we're celebrating Christmas, because Jesus came to die for us, and he says if we believe in him, he will wash us white as snow, and if it can't be much whiter than it is outside today, right? So if our hearts are like that, we're in good shape. So anyway, let's turn to page 87, Silent Night, in your blue hymn books. I know they're in the red one too, but I'm not sure what page. So, so 87, and if you want to stand, that would be great.
Virgin Mary.
We heard earlier about his earthly father's family line, but Mary, his mother, had much promise about her too.
Prophecy. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Fulfillment. Luke 1, 26 to 35. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Thank you.
We can see how Jesus has already been the fulfillment of so many biblical prophecies. However, there are so many more still to come. One day, he will come back, not as a baby in a manger, but as a shepherd, judge, and a king.
Prophecy, Isaiah 40, verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Fulfillment, Revelation 7, 17. For the Lamb of God, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hebrews 9, 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Matthew 16, 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Luke 12, 40. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not.
Sometimes, when we look at the world around us, it's easy to wonder when he'll ever come back. We see all the evil around us and think that now might be a great time for the trumpet to sound, before it gets any worse. But 2 Peter 3, verse 9 tells us that the delay of his return is not because he's lazy, but rather because he's waiting patiently for everyone to have an opportunity to accept the gift of grace. Whether you're a romantic or not, we are all caught up in the greatest love story that ever happened. Everything, every piece, every word, every message and messenger, all of it points again and again to the pure and holy and infinite love that God has for each and every one of us.
Fulfillment, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Oh, Well, good afternoon. There's a couple people still awake. Good. Well, that was very encouraging to see such a nice group of youth up here who put a lot of effort into preparing for this program. And even though one group couldn't make it today because of the weather, but it was really nice. So a big thank you to all of the youth and the leaders who put the hard work into preparing for this. Just for the closing, I just have a few scripture passages that I'd like to share with us. And there was one word that I heard many times throughout this afternoon's program, and that was the name Jesus. And in the world, that name is very often just a curse word. It is something that is either just ignored or mocked. And that name Jesus to us here is very special, and that is why we are here today. This is, Jesus is, you often hear Jesus is the reason for the season, which he is. But Jesus means so much more to us. And some of these verses that I have here will show that a little bit. Excuse me. But in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, it says, "The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And so this world is sitting in darkness, just as we read there. This world is without hope, except for that great light that sprung up, which we are celebrating today, and that light is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is what we are looking forward to, is Jesus coming back again. And then if we turn to John chapter 8, verse 12, we can find out more about that light. It says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.'" And so Jesus is that true light that illuminates the darkness. And we've all been in the darkness. Unless we have put our trust in Jesus Christ and his righteousness for salvation, we are still in darkness. It is only the blood of Jesus who can cleanse us from that darkness and bring us that light. And then if we go back to John chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, Jesus says, "If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And so in that portion there we can see this light that has come into the world, this light being Jesus Christ, and it talks about how he came and how he would need to die and how he would pay for the sins of the world. But it says that those who do not believe are condemned. Why are they condemned? Well, if we continue on in verse 8 or 19, it says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God." And so here we've been given this great light, that darkness does not need to be our position anymore. We've been given that light. We're without excuse. Jesus Christ came into the world because he loved us so much. And so we heard about all the prophecies and the fulfillments of their prophecies in the readings that were shared here with us. And we also heard about prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. But we know the ones that have been fulfilled 100% the way they were prophesied. So we have the confidence knowing that the prophecies of Christ's return will also be fulfilled exactly like he said they would. And so it's just a joy to know that we have hope beyond this world. We have hope beyond today. And I want to thank the youth for sharing the story of that hope with us. And I want to encourage all of us just to remember that that hope can belong to each and every one of us by putting our trust in Jesus Christ for salvation. And so let's share that light with those around us, with the people in the world around us who are still sitting in darkness, and encourage them with the truth, and hopefully they also can see the light one day. Let's bow for a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus, that we can worship together, that we can praise you together. And Lord, help us to see that light more fully. Help us not to take your gift so for granted. Lord, help us just to bow our knee before the King of Kings, and just to give you all the honor and the glory for that great gift that you have given us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Okay, you are all welcome to have a fellowship meal after. The youth will exit during the congregational song, so let's just pray for that. To the Lord, I thank you that we could come here today and gather in your house and in your name and worship you. I pray that you will have blessed the hands that have prepared the food, and that you will bless the food to our bodies and us to your service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Ryland, get that food ready. Okay, we'll do one more congregational song, page 88 in your blue book. Page 88, if you want to stand, let's sing Joy to the World. With joy, you're right.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.
Thank you.
I'm not in charge of the program at all. I'm just the chair of the All Youth. So at lunchtime or just after church, a bunch of messages going around, do we cancel, do we not cancel? I said, I'm from the east over here. We live in the bush. I'm not the right guy to make that call. So we said we would have it, and just want to thank you guys for coming and bringing the youth and listening. So thanks for coming. We didn't cancel because we didn't know which other day to postpone it to. So it would have been canceled today, would have been canceled completely. So I see the lineup is going. I'm going to say we're going to start in the front, get up and make your lineup, and as you see the lineup disappearing, follow the lineup. So if you're staying for the meal, absolutely stay, and if you're not, you can go at any time. So thanks for coming. Safe travels.